Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from May the 11th, 2026. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. Taking a look at Friday's performance, capping off a positive week for U.S. equity indexes, NASDAQ 100, NASDAQ Composite leading the way to the upside, also seeing international equities cap off a positive week there as well. Did see commodities at least finish positive, but broadly speaking, we saw crude and gold finish positive. Broader commodities were slightly flat there. Looking at U.S. equity indexes, we did see the index continue to extend on in its current column of X's, moving above 29,200, eclipsing 29,000 for the first time, climbing all the way up to 29,200. Seeing the S&P 500 also rally similarly, this one, in this particular case, moving above 7,400. Index a little bit more overbought, but both now sitting in overbought territory. SPX with that weekly WOS reading of 80%, just almost 90%, but we did see the NDX above the top of that trading band there, so it's reading north of 100% there, so further in overbought territory, what we consider extreme overbought territory. Looking at crude oil, didn't see much chart action after we saw this reversal back into X's on the 7th, so at the moment, a move below 95 would reverse it down into O's, putting a potential lower top in here. I would say something we would keep an eye out for. Ultimately, at this point, it takes a move above 108 from the current column in order to return to a buy signal. So potential consolidation around these mid-90s may be something we keep an eye out for this week. As far as looking at indicators, generally see the average reading for most of the NASDAQ Dorsey Wright bullish percents maintain week over week. When we look from those close to close Friday to Friday, do you see the curve taking a little bit of a different shape as we're seeing some reversals drive some sectors down while others are still maintaining, even some kind of pulling back after that furious rally in April. But overall, still maintaining that similar average reading, mostly seeing quite a few kind of stack up around that upper 30s to really upper lower 60s range here currently, whereas we had really seen quite a few of them improve off of notable lows, some even now decreasing. But again, something we'll watch over the next week or so. Moving on to individual names, looking at Moderna this morning, we see shares up notably, trading at about 58, showing the potential of at least getting nearer to that March rally high there at 59. A move above 60 would mark its highest level since late 2024 there. So something worth monitoring as well. I've seen a pretty notable rally in recent days, especially after the hantavirus has come out, mRNA. Although no vaccine yet, it is one that has been doing research on such a vaccine for the hantavirus. So people are giving it an eye over as well. And clearly quite a few buyers stepping in there as we've seen shares rally pretty notably, up 11% during Friday's trading, even seeing up another 5% this morning. And then looking on to earnings from this morning, we do see Constellation CEG rallying this morning after an earnings beat. Not a big rally at the moment, sitting around that 310 level. From here, move above 316 would see a reverse back into X's. Move above 332 would be a fourth consecutive buy signal and also match some resistance that has dated to March. But current support sits at 296 while additional resides at 288. Notable earnings upcoming this week on the 13th, looking at Cisco CSCO, currently a 5 for 5, or trading at all-time highs here in terms of also being in overbought territory, seeing that weekly OBOS north of 100%. We do have initial support here at 91 as well as additional at 86, both of those above the middle of the 10-week trading band, which is also the bullish support line right now at 83. Another tech name reporting also Applied Materials, AMAT. We've seen it maintained by signal since April, recently reversing up here to 432, matching that all-time chart high. A move above 440 would be a new chart high. Do see initial support there with the recent reversal now at 408, additional at 380 before working your way down below the 10-week trading band or the 10-week moving average there, and then looking to support at 340. But a few others that we see reporting this week, not as quite a big week as last week, but in terms of earnings, but we do also have CPI coming out on the 12th and PPI coming out on the 13th. So quite a bit to still watch this week, especially on the economic front. But that'll wrap us up for this week, and I hope everyone has a nice start to their week.